Sanspants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey, the Muffin Man.
I'm Zoe B.
I'm Adam.
No title.
And today's topic is Weird Al.
No, Adam, MILFs.
It's MILFs.
It's
we
MILFs?
Agreed on this beforehand, and we're excited for MILFs.
I agree,
it's MILFs.
And
we're talking
to nothing.
MILFs, okay? Who is
MILFs? Mothers we'd like to fuck.
Exactly. Who is history's greatest MILF? That's today's question.
Oh, isn't it Jennifer Coolidge?
Jennifer Coolidge is history's greatest MILF.
Yeah, she's the original MILF.
That's what a fucking awesome title
yeah.
to possess. Oh my gosh.
The original sexy mum, because they came up with the term for MILF in the first American Pie.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Or at least they what's the word I'm looking for? Like
coined the term? Popularized the term?
Popularized the term.
That's crazy. And I don't know why I find that crazy. In my head,
Googling
I'm like,
MILF origins just leads to Pornhub links.
Origin of the MILF? No, that could be a porn too. Yeah,
it's all porn.
Because, in my head I'm like, MILF's just one of those things that has always been.
Always
you know
has
I mean?
And always will be. But no, you can always pinpoint things. I was having a discussion the other day about how Sex in the City made Brazilian waxes really popular.
Oh, yeah.
And like up until really the late 90s, early 2000s, that wasn't something that people did.
That's crazy. Pop culture's too powerful.
Hey, can I hit you with the fucking Wikipedia article? The history section of the Wikipedia article for MILF has some great...
I'd love to hear it.
All right, so whatever you're imagining, like you understand that, Wikipedia, it should be factual, but you think of the word MILF and you're like, of course not. And yet, history... Linguist Laurel A. Sutton states that MILF was one of the 9 terms for attractive women, quotation marks, collected from undergraduates at a large linguistics class at Berkeley in the spring of 1992. Stereotypical users would be, quotation marks, college students from East Contra Costa, California. The term was widely popularized, as Zoe says, in the film American Pie, 1999, where John Cho's character, simply credited as MILF Guy Number 2,
hell yeah,
used the term to refer to Jennifer Coolidge's character, Jenny Stilf, whatever. The name.
Yeah. That's great.
In 2007 article in New York Magazine stated the evidence that the term had become mainstream concluded 25,000 plus MILF branded mugs and teas on cafe press to a rash of hot mama books. The examples include The Hot Mum's Handbook, Confessions of a Naughty Mommy, The MILF Anthology.
Oh, yuck. Yeah, that's good. That sounds academic.
Yeah. TV shows such as Desperate Housewives, The Real Housewives of Orange County, the forthcoming Hottest Mom in America, and a pilot in development called MILF and Cookies.
Oh my god! Did it happen? 2007. I was about to. I'm stupid. I was about to Google MILF and Cookies, and I know I would just get
porn. It's just porn.
All they've got so far is a pilot in development, so it doesn't seem.
Okay.
What were you gonna say, Zoe?
Wasn't there that joke in 30 Rock that Will Ferrell's character was like a MILF hunter?
That's
or
right.
Like that, yeah.
So
it was like a cross between Dog the Bounty Hunter, but he just went and got MILFs.
I've been rewatching.
MILF Island was also a show within
That's
a show on that.
Christ.
There was a lot of MILF talk on 30 Rock.
Yeah, because they understood the importance of a MILF.
Absolutely.
I recently have been rewatching Burn Notice, a show from my youth that I quite enjoyed. And I forgot that what was he from Evil Dead? He's Ash.
Bruce Campbell?
Bruce Campbell. Bruce Campbell's character, I forget this. Prefers older women to him, who is like already in his 40s or 50s. They make a big thing. He keeps being like, Poor. And he's specifically, he's like basically a boy toy.
That rolls.
Right.
He finds old, he just dates older rich women. It's very funny.
That's my dream.
Yeah. I think that's what we're all looking for. I think it would be really interesting if you were into nanas, like you were a gilf person. Yeah, you're off the gilfs. I don't know how you would approach that. I think that every time I encounter an older woman, like a much older, like 65, 70, it's such a platonic interaction. I wouldn't know how to take that next step to make it erotic. I think that would be so left field. So
you got
difficult.
A Harold and Maude.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's...
Go to a lot of funerals.
That's the same thing with any fetish, though, Jack. Like, if you don't engage in the fetish, if that's not for you, then you don't really understand how it is sexual until you're in the fetish.
Well, but it's not even a sexual thing. I just don't know specifically what my pickup line
is. If you're
would
into
be.
GILFs, then it's a sexual thing, no, dude. Yeah. It's in the name.
I mean... I get how it could be sexy. I'm all over that. I just don't know how I would broach the subject with a woman of an advanced age.
Oh, so you don't know how to look at an older woman as a sexual being?
No.
Oh, yeah. My God. Ages.
In a situation where
so you're
I am...
talking to a nan.
Yes, and
which
I want
to... in all fairness, like, it just depends on what kind of nans you're talking to. Because my nan, my ya-ya, the good one, fucking loves Adam. And it's
that's
a
true.
Running joke that she wants to fuck him. And we've brought it up numerous times with her. And she's like, if I could, I would.
So all Adam would have to do is be like, well, I hear there's some birds are talking.
Yeah, about, there's some gilf pussy on the table. That's my nan, forward. Adam. Come on.
To be fair as well, Jackson, you've not exactly been in the dating scene for some time. So is that really a function of your, like, I don't know how to approach an older woman? Or is that the sort of thing of, like, Jack, if I were a woman of your age or someone that you might be interested in of your age, how would you approach me? Do you know?
I guess I don't really. But I think it would be easier to figure out than with a woman of an advanced age.
I'm not 100% certain on that.
Well,
so
what would be your pickup line then?
Well,
I kind of
understand what Jackson is saying, because if you gender reverse it and you're like a supple young thing looking for an older man, it feels like quite an easy pathway.
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure. But I just don't know to get from go, which is meeting a woman of an advanced age, to woe, which is, as Zoe so eloquently put it, getting old pussy on the table. I don't know how to do the middle bit.
I think,
but what would you do
like
then?
With if most you, human beings. You,
yeah,
well,
I think you would just romance them.
Yeah, well, not necessarily romance them off the bat. You need to know that they're interested as well.
Just like so, sprinkle some crumbs.
I guess what I mean is that there's already a dynamic between you and an older person that you have to get rid of to change
that's
the
That's your
context.
Assumption, dude.
All right. Well, that rules out of if every time you see an old person, you're like, this could go anywhere. The potential for this interaction is limitless.
Just a tiny bit off topic, and I just wanted to ask Adam, because I had this experience, and I don't think it's a universal experience, but I was in a doctor's office ages and ages and ages ago, and there was this old couple chatting, and they were chatting in English, but they obviously were fluent in English, like English was their native tongue. And to me, that was a really alien concept, because
all the
elderly people I know don't speak English or don't speak English well.
Yeah.
So when I see an elderly person or a couple or whoever, and they've got like a very good grasp on the English language, I'm like, what the fuck is this bullshit? You're not how an old person goes.
That's crazy. Do you experience that, Adam?
I guess I just get out more. I guess I'm mingling in among the nans and
evidently.
Granddads. Sorry?
Yeah, he's just got a pedo...
Adam
he's talking to the nans.
He's in that elder world.
Jack me in. I want to go into the elder world.
Put me on the granny
What's
grid.
The elder
I'm
world?
Going
is
in.
Some sort of, is the elder world some sort of fantasy thing? Nah, it's an old folks home. It's a virtual old folks home. You just go chat with them. Holy shit, that sounds cool. I'm strapped. They're like lowering the fucking visor down onto me.
Why doesn't he just go to a real old person's home? I don't.
He doesn't like the smell.
Engage elderly.
2001 fucking colors flying past your face. But then just like you just step out of it onto the, you know, sort of like just simple entrance.
Bunch of people playing canasta or something.
I'm in.
Hey, what the fuck is canasta? I've only ever heard it by name. Yeah, all right. Let's not find out.
Here's what I imagine canasta is. All right. It's like mahjong, right? Yeah. But you play it with one of those sticks you use when you're planning a war. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
A crop.
That's what
I believe they're called.
A crop, yeah.
No, crop. Like the fucking, what they also use for horses.
And
I think it's called a crop.
And
I think it's
sex.
The same
That's
name.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Back to fucking a nan. You know,
back
Adam always brings
nan.
It there.
Yeah. Do we think
fuck my nan, Adam.
Do we think that the DILF is as embedded in our culture as the MILF?
Yeah. No, because a DILF isn't the term I would use.
Oh. What
a
would you
daddy.
Use?
See, this was going to be my point as well. Yeah, I was going to say DILF is absolutely in our, like a common thing, just as common as MILF. But obviously, yeah, we don't use that term as much.
Yeah.
Because typing the word mummy into porn feels bad.
Oh, yeah.
It feels wrong. But daddy is good.
Oh,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if that's your thing.
Yeah.
Not saying whose thing it is.
Sure.
Not specifying anything further than that.
I feel like there's too much, like, step-family porn these days that I would be scared to type either in. Like, I would have to sift through a lot of...
I want pure incest.
So, Jackson, are you trying to tell me that you're like, I'm too scared to type daddy or mommy into a porn search engine in case they're not related? Is that what you're fucking saying?
No.
It'd put me right off if they were like, oh, we're not related as fucking cheeks are slapping. Oh, just really quickly, you're not biologically related to me. Jackson's like, oh,
I'm out. No, what I mean is that if I'm looking for mummy or daddy, I'm looking for a certain kind of person, not a certain kind of scenario. But I'm going to have to wade through all of these. Oh, no, I'm stuck in the dishwasher pornos or whatever to get what I want.
What you doing, step bro?
How do you get stuck in a fucking dryer?
Come on.
I don't
know, but it seems to be super fucking common.
It seems it's scary. It's a scary situation.
What's the worst... No, I can't ask that question.
What's the worst place to get stuck when you've got a pervy step, bro?
Oh, no, I was going to ask,
if
you've got a pervy step, bro, would you prefer the front loader or the side loader? Sorry, the top loader or
top
the...
Top loader.
Yeah, yeah.
Legs sticking out, penis akimbo.
It's just a harder
like
angle.
Stuck at a chimney.
Yeah.
Nobody's doing chimney sweep porn. What are you doing, step bro? I'm stuck in the chimney and it's Victorian times. More of that, please. Well, do you have a you know, the MILF? Be kind to me. Is there a particular MILF that comes to mind when you hear the word MILF? Or the acronym, excuse me.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Obviously.
She's my one, putting her on the table.
For some reason, the mother from The Incredibles comes to mind for me.
Good choice.
Another common one, though.
Yeah. I don't think it's not out of there. But she thick.
Isn't she?
With the potential to get thicker.
She literally, like, started the people were talking about why did Pixar make all the mummies dump truck thick?
Yeah.
I think that's the exact quote. But people were saying that.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
John Ratzenberger or whatever, he's like, line up the mummies. Okay, show me the mummy art. I wouldn't describe any of this as dump truck, okay?
Thicker!
Like fucking Dr. Frankenstein. Thicker! Let's explore that. What do I mean by like Dr. Frankenstein?
I knew what you meant.
More alive! More alive! You can only get so alive. That's an interesting thing. Most things in life are infinite, except for how alive you are.
Are most things in life infinite?
I would say so. in a way. Uh-huh.
Explain your working.
That's, well, I hear commonly people being like, oh my God, I wish I had less of this. This is this resource. Oh my God, I've got to get rid of it. It's
too much. Where it's overwhelming.
Yeah. Well, absolutely.
Name a thing and I'll tell you how it's infinite.
Name sausage.
Okay, sausage. What is it? sausage is infinite in that you can make anything sausage. So
I don't think you can.
We'll never run out of sausage.
Sausage inherently is many things, but if mm-hmm. it's not those things, it's not sausage.
Well, no, but anything can be sausage shaped. So you could be like, oh,
that
that's
doesn't make
sausage.
It a sausage, dude.
No.
But you could say that's a sausage of mashed potato, or that's a sausage of mud.
You whatever. Could, but no one would understand what the fuck you were talking about.
They would if they saw my sausage of mashed potato.
Jackson, take the L.
Yeah, I think you'd just use it. Wouldn't you use the term log?
Well, no, in this situation, Zoe, I'm using the term sausage.
Oh, okay. Sorry, that wasn't clear.
So therefore, it's a sausage. And therefore, sausage is infinite. Until the universe explodes, but, you know,
then we
until
start all
then.
Over again, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll get another
universe is probably just going to go out, unfortunately. Not going to explode. It's kind of sad. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was going to explode, what, we wouldn't know, you know?
It's yeah, like it'd if a be comet long after was, us.
If a meteor was going to hit, we wouldn't know. We'd just die. We'd just yeah. gone. Which is it's pretty cool, I think. Yeah.
Why like is that? No, we didn't want the doomsday for a little bit.
Yeah, actually, fair. I don't know. Depends on where it hits, right? Because surely...
And how fast is this meteor? Normally we can see... Now, normally I am the one who does not understand how space works, but Jackson, sure. We can see space.
I think the thing is that by and large, it's more likely that the meteor will just hit us and we'll just die and we'll never know. I was reading about this recently. Mm-hmm. Then we will see the meteor and have, like, at most we'll have, like, a day, but that I think is the rarest situation. The most likely situation is just one day we wink out of existence. It's the same with the fucking sausages. What's it
but
called?
How does it kill us instantly? How does the meteor hit and then people on the other side of the planet just die?
Well, if it's a meteor that is going to cause extinction level event, then I think it'll be the kind of thing where it'll be large enough that it'll hit us, which kicks off a chain of horrible Earth disasters.
Yeah.
Like earthquakes and volcanoes and shit. So
but that's
that
not going to kill us straight away, is it? We'll be like, oh shit, what's happening, and then die.
I think I was reading this in A Short History of Nearly Everything. By uh-huh. and large, we won't have much time. We'll have
that?
Not enough time to do anything about it.
A Short History of Everything. What does that hack have to say? I have nothing against Bill Bryson, right?
Yeah.
I have nothing against Bill Bryson. That was just funny to say. Please continue.
Yeah, I think the idea is that it's just like it'll kick off so much stuff that humanity will be effectively extinct. Like there might be like a couple of guys.
Within 24 hours, we'll all be
effectively
we'll all be
extinct. What is it with you and loose definitions today?
Did you know there was a period of time where there were only like 10,000 people on the planet? Maybe
well,
even less.
I suppose.
That's crazy. Like as in we bottlenecked genetically. Because we think a big volcano. I can't remember which one. Krakatoa? I don't know. But yeah, so like...
But Krakatoa?
It might have been Krakatoa. I don't know. Some big volcano. Yeah, sure. Wait, no.
Did you say but Krakatoa and skim over that?
It's not but Krakatoa. It's not like Krakatoa. You got Krakatoa and you got the ass Krakatoa.
You know, you know how... Volcanoes have a fucking anus?
Yeah.
It's the world's anus.
Yeah, in a way.
You could describe that as a mouth just as easily. Why? Yeah, why? Well, why true. You got to engage in the potty humor?
I like
well,
smut.
I just think you shit know. More than you vomit.
That's true. Zoe's right.
I suppose so.
Therefore, all volcanoes are volcanoes.
Or you classify it all... Volcanoes in the northern hemisphere are mouths, and all volcanoes in the southern hemisphere are anuses.
I think that's a fair distinction.
I think
I'd happily stake my reputation on that claim. No, because I think it's a big like a lake bed now, or maybe it's a bit of coast. I can't remember, but yeah, there was a volcano that was so it was one of those volcanoes.
Oh,
like,
how convenient! The volcano was there, and then suddenly it's not.
It was a volcano like
human race.
It was a volcano like Yellowstone, which isn't like a tube.
Yellowstone's
volcano.
A park.
Yellowstone's a big hill.
Why am I on the back foot today?
I don't know. It's nice though. It's a nice change of pace.
Yeah, why am I being fought at every turn? Can't say anything.
It's fun.
We are bullies.
Yeah, that's fair. But yeah, there are only like 10,000 of us left, and that's why we're all fucked up.
Wait, now?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
what did we used to look like?
Well, I mean, we looked like
what were we pre being fucked up? Like, well, how are we fucked up?
I think the idea is that there was
Do we have extra toes?
No. The difference
between less toes.
We had the same amount of toes. The difference between the three of us here is like a 0.0000001% of genetic diversity in humanity, which
is
crazy.
We're all white.
Well, yeah. But for us, it's even less. But just for every human being on the planet, it's that little diversity, which there's more genetic diversity between two families of chimps in a forest than there is between me and a First Nations person chilling in the north of Canada or whatever. Because we had that genetic bottleneck where there were only 10,000 of us, and that was like semi-recently, so...
Does that explain why humans as a breed look pretty similar, but there are different types of dogs?
Yeah, it kind of does.
I think dogs don't count. We fucked up dogs to look like that.
That's true.
No, it wasn't like one type of dog and then we started, like, there was enough of them. We did make it worse. I'm not denying that. Like, you've seen a French bulldog? That thing's fucking heinous.
Those A French bulldog doesn't happen in the wild. We made a French bulldog.
But, like, the base ones are. Like, a golden retriever's probably regular.
No, we made golden retrievers as well. What you want to compare is like types of wolves.
Okay, like a type of wolf.
Did you know golden retrievers were made to catch fish? I learned that recently.
Wait, fish or ducks?
Both, apparently.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I heard ducks.
And I also learned that French bulldogs were the dud bulldogs that the English didn't want, but the French liked them. So they were like, you can have them, we hate them.
Have you ever seen French... that?
Oh, what an incredible dog. Yeah.
Have you ever seen... Sorry, go on.
No, please.
I was talking to Zoe, actually.
All I wanted to contribute was dog.
Have you ever seen that, I think it's Golden Retriever convention they do in Scotland? Because I think Golden Retriever, some Scottish dog breeder was like, I want the perfect family dog. And he took Labradors and like messed them up a bit to get a Golden Retriever.
Dumber!
And the property that he used to own, I think, is now a public land or something. I forget. But the property where he made Golden Retrievers once a year, obviously, I guess not in recent years, but once a year, there's like this annual event where people go up with all of their Golden Retrievers, and it's just this massive Scottish fucking castle and surrounding plains that are just filled with fucking Golden Retrievers.
Oh,
the cutest
that's so
shit.
Good.
That's awesome. Yeah. A Golden Retriever is that dog that you can put an egg in them and they won't break it.
Yeah. I think that's the dog one. The duck one. Duck or fish. Because they got a really soft
that's
grip.
A Labrador then. Yeah.
Although
that's
I think Golden Retrievers can also do that because they're from the same fucking... Yeah.
Do you remember, Adam, when you said that I couldn't put an egg in my mouth and pull it out? Then I did. Why did I make a bet or anything? Yeah. I got nothing out of that.
Why didn't you film it? I would have loved to see you put an egg in your mouth and possibly crush an egg in your mouth.
I remember us being in the back of a car.
I think it started with a light bulb. Wasn't it a light bulb?
Oh, yeah, you can't get a light bulb out of your mouth.
I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah.
So I got the light bulb and egg confused. Uh-huh. And then I said, Oh, Adam, I believe I could put an egg in my mouth and then pull it out again. And because I'd gotten it confused, Adam, taking my lead, also got it confused. And so Adam, imagining that the light bulb situation actually applied to an egg, said, no, you could never get an egg out of your mouth. And then I said, well, I'm going to do it when I get home. And Samet, who presumably was driving, said, don't do that with one of my eggs. I don't want you to spit up egg all over the kitchen, Jackson. But lo, it was too late. And when we got back to the old studio, I grabbed an egg, put it in my mouth, and then very anticlimactically pulled it out again because we were thinking of light bulbs, not eggs.
Good moron.
Anyway, that would have been a great fucking prank if the second that egg went in, I went on either of your cheeks.
Or just underneath the chin. So like,
oh, fuck.
We wanted the egg to crack, but he choked on it, which is equally funny.
Yeah, that is so funny to imagine you hit me on the chin and I just swallow it whole. Oh.
There just is like a little lump sticking out of your throat, whoop. Like a snake. Yeah.
Yeah. That sort of a prank to get you to swallow an egg so that I could crack it in your mouth is kind of abhorrent. But I feel like the universe where Sans Pants Radio is the sort of place where those sorts of pranks happen is like... right next door to this universe.
Oh, yeah.
That is one choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's surprising we never got into pranks.
Yeah, absolutely. Mean
we could have been the
pranks.
New Jackass.
Yeah.
And just you like to start?
I don't think so.
No, most of us are 30. Some of us are still in our 20s.
Exactly. Sure. Do we think if we ended up doing a Jackass thing, who would get hurt the most?
You.
Like, yeah, I was thinking me. I was thinking somehow I'd end up doing most of the stunts.
You're our Johnny Knoxville.
Ah,
controversial, maybe opinion or fucking outside edge. What about Joel Zammit? Already hurt, gets hurt really badly from simple things.
That's true.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah, we Zammit's bad back.
Joel Zammit to do some stunts. He's like, I'd really rather not. We're like, Zammit,
too
Jackson,
bad, it's for the comedy.
No, my point
we
is...
We fired Jackson out of a cannon into another cannon yesterday. And he's very injured, so somebody needs to do this stunt.
So either you gotta get hurt, or you gotta swallow goat's cum.
Yeah,
those
exactly.
Those are your options.
What I was thinking, actually, was like, Zammit...
Think about it.
Zammit's like, oh, I'm gonna bend over to pick this up while we're doing a stunt or something. Yeah. And then his back gives out.
I'm fired out of a cannon at the same time as Zammit sneezes and the camera pans around to Zammit, who is hospitalized, and I just land in a lake and sink forever.
Sink forever.
Well, Jackson's gone. Oh, well.
A little rock.
As you're driving to the hospital, you're like, did we have another guy with us? You're like, no.
We're very serious about this bad back situation.
Yeah, we're going to take Zammit to the hospital. I don't think we ever knew anyone named Jackson.
No.
I don't think he... This sounds fake. Sounds like a fake guy.
You're in all the trailers. We're like, no, don't know.
I don't know who that is. Some guy must have wandered on set. That's weird. That's strange.
Good on him. Good on
him. Yeah. Do you think when we age, we'll be MILFs and DILFs? Do we think
that's
in our future? Yeah.
I don't want
don't you
children.
Need to have...
Is there a...
Yeah.
Like, I guess I'm just a cougar.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, like, if you don't have kids, can you still be a MILF or a DILF?
Yeah. But I guess you have the energy.
Yeah. I think it's an energy thing.
Because
I think
a MILF... implies children, but a daddy is a vibe.
That's true.
Well, a daddy is not necessarily also a DILF, I think.
Yeah,
that is true. I would argue children are required from MILF or DILF.
DILF.
I don't know, because I think once, if that becomes important, it becomes a lot weirder. You know what I mean? If you're like, I'm only into MILFs, they need to have had a kid.
Yeah.
See, there needs to be a child in the picture. Unsettling.
MILF is not an interest, or I guess, you know, some people can be like, I'm into MILFs or I'm into DILFs, but I feel like it's more of a descriptor rather than like an actual sexual
like the
preference.
Requirements.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So you're like, oh, have you seen X? What a MILF or whatever. Not like I'm into MILFs.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Well, can we come up with a new one for if you don't have kids?
What?
Like,
well, for daddy and zaddy. I don't know what
what's a zaddy.
I don't know, but it's the new one that the kids are using, and I'm scared. I'm googling it.
Fuck's a zad?
Zaddy.
I just know about this because like Christopher Maloney, who I am so horny for, is constantly called a zaddy, and I don't know what
That's
it
so
means.
Interesting.
But I think it's just a play on the word daddy, but it's
but
like when you pronounce it like that, daddy.
Daddy! Like a hot dog vendor in a Central Park.
A sexually attractive man, especially an older one who is fashionable and charismatic.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess a zaddy and a zombie.
Yeah. Oh, zombie's good.
Zombie
still like rhymes zombie. With yummy, so that's the only prerequisite
and
met.
Yeah. Tommy.
And tummy. And that's true.
Oh,
get that.
What?
Oh, cummy. Got that zombie. Yummy, mummy, cummy, tummy, baby.
Cummies on mummy's tummies.
That's upsetting.
Yeah.
I
put that in your brain for a bit.
Yeah. Can we, if we replace the I with other vowels, do we reckon we can chance on something interesting?
Zimmy? No, Mimi?
What the fuck was
Dimmy? No, Diddy.
No, I mean like you get a MILF.
Are you trying to mouth. Invent Mad Libs?
Mouth.
What does that mean?
That's what I'm asking. What's a mouth?
Mama Aaron like... Mama,
I refuse to engage.
Mom's Adam likes to fuck.
There you go, perfect.
There you go, we got there in a second.
This is working. What about a MOLF? Come on. MOLF. M-O-L-F.
Mothers, others like to fuck.
Beautiful.
Come, this Adam's Mad Libs. This is fucking Cards Against Humanity.
Zoe is pulling so much weight here, Adam.
I'm
just sitting back.
At least I'm trying.
Okay. I don't give a fucking shit. I'm not playing this game.
Okay, what about Bolg? Okay.
What, Jackson? There's nothing.
Bricks.
What are you saying?
Yeah, what the fuck is Bolg?
What is this? What the fuck are you saying? You're just like making noises and then being like, is that something? Bungle. Is that a thing? Bop. Can we get something out of that? What is wrong with you? You're trying to squeeze a rock to get juice. What the fuck is this?
Jackson, you don't want to pull behind the curtain and show everyone the sans pants process either.
This is it. Before every episode of anything, we just sit down and we're like...
we make words until a real one appears.
Grondo? Can we do anything? Is there a joke in that? In Grondo? Could be a name for a guy or like a dog.
Like I know we're going real hard on this bit, but I do need to point out because someone else is going to. One of the recent episodes was just called Bolf.
Yes, that's true. Well, I very nearly said Bolf when I was trying to put a variation on MILF, but I was like, well, Bolf already
We've done
exists.
That.
I can't go. We can't do Bolf. Bolf's been done.
Brothers, others love to fuck.
Bolf. Brothers, others love to fuck.
Yeah.
Then brothers, others love to... We could do Bolg, that's whatever I said before.
Brothers, others love to...
Maybe we can't.
Grind.
What is wrong
grab.
With you?
Brothers, others love to grab. There you go, Bolg. Adam, comedy's not hard. You just refuse to participate. You're just sitting out of this one.
I will make
you know the
noises
you know the amount of jokes me and Zoe have made?
This feels
the last
like...
5 minutes?
I finally understand what it was like to be a king of Sparta, wanting to make war, wage war upon the other kingdoms of Greece, being like, I must visit the prophet of Delphi to determine whether or not war is good. Going to the prophet looks to the heavens and says, a great army will be defeated tomorrow. And then trying to work out what the fuck that means. As I look at you, Jackson, and be like, Glums? Glums, Adam, please. What? Figure what? Out the comedy here.
I'm doing all the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
I've given you glums.
We got
Zoe, Zoe, what you are doing is a fool's errand. Do not give this man power.
I thought you said when you felt like a king of Sparta, you were talking about dumping the babies off a cliff, and I was like, yeah, we'd be dumped.
Yeah, oh yeah, we're dumped. We're dumped
we're,
babies.
We're bad babies. Put us in the, what's the opposite of a cliff? The hole.
Oh, the hole. We come out, we say, sorry, Sparta, hole. We're bad babies. We'll go in the big hole.
We're bad little boys.
Bad little babies. Excuse us. And I'll just march right off into that.
I learned that, and I guess in relation to when we were talking about word lineage at the start of this, that baby wasn't always in term of endearment, and that was kind of really stressed with the boomer and the 50s and shit like that. And then they get all uppity at the young kids now being like, you can't sexualize MILFs and daddies. And they're like, you sexualized a baby.
Yeah, that is fucked up to be like, hey, baby.
You sexualized a baby.
You sexy little baby. Sexy little baby.
And before Shut Up a Second gets cancelled, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe B.
I've been Adam.
So long, and see you around, MILFers.
So long, Woo! Seattle.